Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. Here we are in mid-October 2020, a year like no other any of us have ever encountered. We keep thinking life is going to return to normal, but now we're wondering what normal will be. I mean, if there's one thing we can painfully learn in this upside-down year, it's that most of our life is out of control. This was true to some degree before the pandemic, but just think of how little control you now have over what you do, where you go, what you wear, you know, where you work. I'm thinking this is the most difficult aspect of this pandemic world for most of us to deal with. We have lost control of so much of our lives. I read something years ago that said, if you'll control the controllable, you can cope with the uncontrollable. I've been thinking about that lately. If I will focus on controlling what I can control, the sudden and severe loss of control in my life imposed on me by others and things beyond my control, they won't seem so severe. In these past 7 to 8 months, how much energy have you wasted trying to regain control, fretting because you can't get back the controls of your life? Even in normal times, we struggle to control situations and people. But is it not more true now than ever? We try our best to control uncontrollable situations or people, manipulating here and there, discovering in frustration that our efforts are futile. So maybe this is a good time for us to think about what we can and cannot control and just seek God's help in accepting the uncontrollable and focusing on making sure what we can control is in good shape. I've asked my teammates here at The Christian Working Woman to join me for this discussion today. So welcome, Julie Bastide.
Hi.
And Alice Huntzinger.
Hello.
So let's begin by thinking of the things in our lives we cannot control even before the pandemic hit.
Yes. Well, one of the first things that comes to my mind is something pretty common to all of us, and that's the weather. None of us can control that.
That's right. But think about how much time and energy is often wasted on complaining about the weather or wishing it were different or hoping it will be good or depressed just because it's lousy.
Right. And for most of us, the most difficult uncontrollables in our lives are people, right?
Yeah.
If you're married, you learn pretty quickly that you can't control your mate, at least not as much as you'd like to.
Right. True. That's true.
And you learn you can't really control your children either. If you're like me and have adult children, it can be frustrating for both of you if you try to control their lives.
So true. You know, as tough as the terrible twos can be, at least a two-year-old, you can pick that child up and control his or her actions through physical restraint, if nothing else. But as they grow older, you realize how helpless you are to control the behavior of your children. You can talk, you can cry, you can even pray earnestly, but you cannot by yourself control that child who now has the freedom to behave as he or she pleases. I think of a dear friend who's patiently trusting God to bring her son back to her. He was raised in a Christian home, but has chosen to abandon all that he was taught. And so, for many years, he's lived a lifestyle foreign to Christian beliefs, and she longs to see him change and come back to God. She'll never give up hope, nor will she quit praying. But the facts are, she cannot herself control his behavior. If she could, he would have long ago changed and would now be living for Jesus. Now, think about your job. And you recognize that there are things on the job, people on the job, that are definitely not in your control. Maybe like your boss.
Well, we have a pretty great team here at The Christian Working Woman. But you know what? We do get prayer requests from some of our listeners asking us to pray about the relationship issues they're dealing with on their jobs.
Yeah.
There are lots of uncontrollable aspects to any job we do, even the jobs we like. Yep. Sometimes you get stuck with a coworker who you would change in a minute if you could. Some irritating habit or their work ethic or just a personality clash. We don't usually have control over the people we work with.
Nope, that's true. I remember a close friend of mine who worked for over 2 years with a woman who was pretty close to intolerable. She made every day on the job a difficult and unpleasant experience. Believe me, if my friend could have changed her and controlled her words and actions, she would have. However, she had to learn to accept the fact that she could never control that person's behavior. And another thing we cannot control is our heritage. You had absolutely no choice about the family you were born into.
Oh, that's so true. You know, I had a really great family growing up, and for that, I'm really thankful to God. But you know what? I do realize that not all people had that experience. There are so many people who are burdened and still carry baggage from their childhood because of dysfunctional families.
That's so true.
But for those who haven't been so blessed, they sometimes spend years of their adult lives trying to recover from these painful experiences of their childhood. And that can range just from simple personality clashes to abuse of all kinds.
Oh, boy. We have seen that so much in our culture these days. The family we were born into is beyond our control. And our heritage from that family is not controllable. We could not control whether we were a boy or a girl, or indeed our heritage. All of that's beyond our control. One last thing I'll mention that's beyond our control is our past. Oh boy, for some of us, if we could just do something about that past, we would. The sins, the mistakes, those bad decisions, the wrong turns, you know, sometimes they haunt us. And we often imagine what life would be like if we could just control that past and change it. Think of a Christian friend who married a man she knew was not a Christian. She was well aware of the potential problems, but she chose to marry him anyway. And after many years of marriage, she had to learn to cope and live with this situation because she could not control or change that bad decision she made that affected her whole life. You know, there's not one thing you or I can ever do to change our past. It's already in the books. And as painful or as difficult or unfair as it may seem, you cannot control your past any more than you can control your heritage.
And now, in addition to all those ongoing non-controllables, we've had a lot of our controllable life simply taken from us.
Right.
There's so many things that we're not allowed to do that we really did enjoy.
Right.
I think one of the saddest things right now is that we're not able to visit sick family members or friends who are in the hospital or nursing homes.
And it's getting old, isn't it?
I mean,
and I find it's easy to be angry at those people, whoever they are, that have put such a control over the way I live my life. It's something we've never experienced before in this country, and we just don't like it.
Like never before, we've been brought face to face with the fact that very little of our lives is in our own control. And how has this affected us? We have more suicides than ever. Mental health issues are surfacing everywhere. Relationships are under strains and pressures never before experienced. For sure, there are many things in life that are not controllable. And in general, we are more irritable, less patient, less content, less tolerant than usual. Don't you think that's true?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've even considered just running away from it all. David put words to our runaway tendency when he wrote, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest." But right now, travel is not that easy to do, right? So even that option seems to have been taken from us. However we try to control the uncontrollable, we always end up in frustration and disappointment, and we do ourselves great harm. We build up anger and bitterness, and that damages us greatly. We get vindictive and vengeful, and when we live in that mode of trying to control the uncontrollable, we just add so much stress to our lives. Can you even begin to think of the time and energy and emotions you've wasted on the uncontrollable things in your life? Boy, I've done my share of wishing and fretting and complaining and trying to manipulate uncontrollable things and people. When I do that, I use immense quantities of emotional energy for nothing when it could have been spent in a productive way. You know, also when we're trying to control the uncontrollable people in our lives, what we're actually doing is allowing that person, just by our actions, to destroy our joy. Discovering that we cannot control them, but continuing to try, we're just at their mercy. Our happiness and our peace, our contentment, sometimes depend on their behavior and their performance or their attitude. So we find ourselves on an emotional roller coaster ride, up when they're behaving well and down when we can't control their behavior. And then when we're frustrated because we can't control the uncontrollable, it takes its toll on our spiritual well-being. Our fellowship is broken with the Lord, and we suffer greatly because we don't have His love and strength to help us. Why do we do that? God didn't fail us. He didn't leave us or forsake us. He wants to give us peace that passes understanding. When we don't have that peace, it's because we have forsaken Him, not vice versa. Well, it's hard to learn not to try to control the uncontrollable. Not long ago, I had to deal with a truly uncontrollable situation. I kept trying and trying to bring it under control. I was so frustrated. I couldn't sleep well, couldn't function nearly as productively as usual because I was so consumed with trying to fix what wasn't fixable. And finally, I heard that inner voice of God's Spirit saying, "You will never be able to tie a bow on this package," meaning no matter what I did, the situation was not going to improve. So I had to let it go without a solution, without an ending, without a happily ever after. I don't know about you, but that's very hard for me to do. But those times teach us to trust in our Heavenly Father. They teach us to recognize how weak and helpless we truly are. They teach us humility and faith and to depend on God. Remember this, when the uncontrollable things or people in your life are making you miserable, it's because you allow them to do that. They cannot keep you on that roller coaster if you decide to get off. So how do you get off? By choice, by a set of your will, by much prayer, and by the power of God's Spirit within you. Now, it takes commitment on your part, but if God doesn't supply the power, you're not likely to be able to get off very easily. So what are you facing in your life right now that is uncontrollable? I'm sure there's something or someone, maybe more than one. How have you been coping with that uncontrollable thing or person? In fear, maybe frustration, or just anger, despair? I've got great news for you today. If you'll focus on controlling the controllable, you're going to be able to cope with the uncontrollable. So I want to encourage you to know that you do not have to continue to be a prisoner of the uncontrollable things and people in your life. Jesus Christ has come to set you free from all prisons, and He's totally capable of doing just that. So are you willing to let go of that uncontrollable thing or person? Admit you cannot control or change it. Are you tired of living in denial or trying to run away? Are you ready to forsake the bitterness and vengeance that's built up over the uncontrollable thing or person? That's where it all begins, in your mind and in your will. So God is able to take that uncontrollable thing or person and carry that burden for you if you will let Him. Now, next week, I'm going to talk about what we can control, because the secret is to focus on the controllables rather than the uncontrollables.
I'm so glad you're covering this topic because it really is where we're living right now. I know we'll look forward to the second part of this message next week on controlling the controllable. Did you know that copies of all Mary's devotionals are available to you on our website? And there's a large archive of messages there that you might find helpful. Just look us up at christianworkingwoman.org or give us a call and we'll mail it to you. Our phone number is 630-462-0552.
Also, did you know that you can join Mary every Tuesday evening for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Zoom? We have over 100 women registered for this current study on defeating discouragement, and you're welcome to join us. All you have to do is sign up. There's no charge. Just go to christianworkingwoman.org.
And if you like my Fran and Jesus stories, we have a new edition out, Fran and Jesus Still on the Job, a collection of the many episodes I've done over the years.
Right. We learn a lot from Fran about practicing the presence of Jesus. You'll find that book along with all of Mary's books and Bible studies at the same place on our website.
There are actually many ways to stay in touch with us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, podcast, and of course, our website. We'd love to connect with you.
We indeed would. Well, thanks to Julie and Alice for joining me today. It was really good conversation, and I invite you to join us again next week on The Christian Working Woman.